Mara stopped a few steps and studied the young Jedi Knights in silence, meeting each of their unblinking gazes in turn, trying to gauge their moods, but finding only the unreadable durasteel of veteran killers. Jaina tolerated the scrutiny for only a few seconds, then stepped forward to give Mara a tentative hug.
"This is a surprise."
"I'm sure," Leia said, arriving from the Falcon with Han, C-3PO, and Saba. "Raynar didn't make it easy for us to find you."
"Raynar is afraid you'll try to take us back,"
Tahiri Vela said.
"And isn't that why you've come?"
"It's good to see you too, kid," Han taunted.
"What do you say we let Luke answer that and just say hello?" Tahiri's face melted into an expression of joy and chagrin. She opened her arms and went to Han, giving him a big Wookiee-style hug. When she started rubbing her arms across his back, Han shuddered and looked vaguely nauseated. Tahiri released him with a grin and embraced Leia as well, and the awkwardness finally faded between the two generations of Jedi. Han and Leia hugged Jason and Jaina long and hard, fondly telling them both they had a lot of explaining to do and making them promise to do so later aboard the Falcon. Then the group exchanged greetings all around, and when they were done, Jaina quickly seized the initiative again.
"So what are you doing here? Without us, I didn't think the Council would have any Jedi to..."
The sentence trailed off as her eyes drifted back to Luke's weary face, and her expression changed to one of dismay and fear.
"What's wrong?" she asked. "Are you sick?"
"I'm fine. Just a little worn," Luke said.
"We came to, talk about what's going on here."
Mara kept her gaze riveted on Jaina.
"You've let down the entire order," she said.
"Losing one of you would have been bad enough, but there's no way we could fill the holes left by all five of you." As Mara had expected, Jaina would not be intimidated. "Then how could the Order spare four Jedi to come talk to us?"
"The Council felt the situation warranted it," Luke said. "And now the Order is short 9 Jedi."
"Situation, Master Skywalker," Tessar rasped. "Has something happened?"
"You first," Mara demanded. "What exactly are you doing here?" Alima Rar stepped forward.
"We're trying to prevent a war. Isn't that what Jedi are supposed to do?"
Luke would not be baited into making this a discussion.
"Go on."
Zek spoke next.
"You know about the call we'd all been feeling."
Luke nodded.
"We had to come,"
Tessar rasped. He looked to his mother.
"It was like the mating call. We could think of nothing else until it was answered."
"That explains why you came," Leia said. "It doesn't explain what you're doing." Jaina and the others exchanged a few tense looks. Then she nodded.
"Fine. You want to see what this is about? Come with us."
She led the way deeper into the hangar cavern, past rack after rack of dartship berths. Stacked a staggering 15 berths high, they were strewn with fueling lines and swarming with Killick technicians. The fuel-tinged air was permeated by a low rhythmic rumble that sounded like machinery, but Mara soon realized it was coming from the creatures themselves. She turned to Tahiri, who was walking beside her, and asked,
"That sound, are they singing?"
"It's their part in the song of the universe," Tahiri explained.
"Doesn't sound like any song I've ever heard,"
Han said from a step ahead of Mara.
"In fact, I've heard more rhythm in a Bantha stampede."
"That's because you can't hear the whole song,"
Zek explained helpfully.
"Only insect species hear it all."
"Yeah?"
Han scowled and turned to Jason.
"Can you hear it?"
"No."
Jason flashed an imitation of Han's roguish smile.
"Then again, I've only been here about a month."